St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionary Baptist Church podcast to listen to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. Today's podcast is part two of our series, Faith, titled The Right Foundation. And just like anything you build, you must build it on the right foundation. So without further ado, here is Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. And like always, St. John's Nation, be blessed.
We come this morning, God, asking that you just have mercy upon us, God. And Lord God, any sins, God, any shortcomings, God, we pray, Master, even now that you will forgive us, God. Allow us, O Lord God, to be able to come this morning, O Lord God, and lift your name on high, to give you thanks, O Lord God, and just a little bit of praise, God, for all that you've done, Father God. And especially, God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins and our trespasses. God, as we stand this day, God, we're asking that you just allow your Spirit to move in this place, God. Oh, Lord God, allow him to move in our hearts, God. And Lord God, if there's anyone amongst us, God, be it present, oh Lord God, be it over the internet, or wherever it may be, God, that don't know your Son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, who have not submitted their lives over to him, God, we pray this morning, God, you will convict them, oh Lord God, save them, oh Lord God, and snatch them, God, out of the jaws of the lion, God, out of that hell fire, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Even now, God, we pray, God, that you would prepare this atmosphere, Lord God, for worship today, Lord God. And we ask, God, you would please, sir, allow your Spirit to speak to our heart. We ask, God, this morning you speak, God, for your children listen, God. And, Lord God, we need a word from you, Lord God. We look all around us, God. It is tumultuous times, God. There's sickness, God. There's death, oh Lord God. There's plagues, God. There's famine, oh Lord God. All throughout this land, God. But we know, Lord God, that you are a keeper, God. And, Lord God, we know that if we just call out to you, God, if we cry out to you, Lord God, that you would show up, oh, Lord God, and help us, God. So this morning, God, we commend these services, God, and our lives into thine hand, God. We say, Lord, have thine way this morning. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen, 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 amen. At this time, amen, we're going to ask our choir would please come, and they're going to render us a selection, amen, and after the choir has sang, amen, we're going to come back for you with the word of the Lord. Amen. Give them a hand as they come this morning.
I didn't have no doubt that the Lord would take care of me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. If you go to the word and you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, you will find these words. And all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glories of God. By us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Holy is the Lord.
say amen one more time. Hallelujah. You all mind? Let's give God just a little bit of praise this morning. Amen. 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 Wonderfully done. Amen. Blessing the name of God. Amen. Amen. I'm a believer, amen, that when we all sync up and bless God all together, amen, the Lord will blow our mind, amen, by showing up and doing some things that you thought he couldn't do, amen. Amen. I think some of us, amen, we sit down on our praise, amen, and we just refuse to move or do anything, even when the Lord is unctioning and he's put the tow rope on us, amen. He's trying to pull us, amen, out of a comfortable place, amen. Just lift your hands, amen, and lift your voice to the Lord, amen. Amen. Some of y'all, we're going to get there after a while, y'all. Amen. We're going to get there after a while. And I hope we don't get there when we get to heaven. Amen. 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 Mother Carter said, this is a dressing room down here, y'all. We need to get it right down here. Amen, somebody. Amen. And I can only imagine, amen, for those of us who are believers and we're afraid to just allow the Spirit to move while we're in the church, amen. We're afraid to, you know, Michelle, tap our feet a little bit. We're afraid to lift our hands. And we definitely afraid to shout amen and let the Lord just move. How y'all going to be when y'all get to heaven? Amen, somebody. Amen. The word says, amen, if you're ashamed of me. Amen, somebody. I will be ashamed of me. In other words, amen, if you cannot confess Christ, amen, if you can't bless Christ in the presence of people, amen, he's not going to confess you in the presence of his Father, amen. And so I don't know if you know what the word says, man. He is our advocate, amen. That's like the lawyer, amen. That's the one, amen. When you go to court, you don't even open your mouth. You sit right there. But everything that lawyer say, amen, right, wrong, and different, it's as if you're speaking for yourself, amen. That's the way it is with Christ, amen. See, we don't have the ability, amen, to stand, amen, before a holy God as messed up as we are, amen. But when God sees the blood of Jesus covering us, amen, just like it was on that doorpost, amen, he walked by all of our sins, all of our transgressions, amen. But he's our advocate. He's standing there in the courtroom, amen. Many of y'all, amen, you've probably been to court at some point, amen. Perhaps the traffic ticket, amen. Perhaps your child, amen. Perhaps you used to be a rascal, amen, but you went there, amen, and you just watched all that. You ain't understand what was going on. You didn't understand, but I understood it good, amen. I've been going to court for years and just watched it, amen. But I watched on this one occasion, and the judge said to both the lawyers, the advocates, he said, you know what? I'm not here to determine, amen, what's going on. I mean, you need to tell me, one, what's going on and what you want me to do. I'm like, what? But then, amen, the Spirit came right back and said, you know what, when Christ stands before God, he's going to say, that when I died for him, I died for her, amen, and God's going to say, well done, amen. That's what's going to happen, amen. But you don't get there and get to say nothing at all, amen. Amen, somebody. So you better get it right with Christ right now, amen. You don't have another chance. Amen, somebody. You don't have another opportunity, amen. The Word tells us clearly, and the only thing we can stand upon is the Word of God. Amen. He says, amen, we're appointed, Deke. We have a date with destiny, amen. We have a date with death. And he tells the man, when that day comes, that's your appointment. You got one day to die, and then the judgment coming after that. That means he's going to look back, amen, look through the book and see if your name in there. Did you get your name in the book, amen, while you was in the land of the living, amen? Not when you leave here, not going down to purgatory and trying to get it right. Not going down there just trying to hang it out, amen. No, no, no. You got to get right now. You better learn how to praise God, amen. You better learn how to bless God, amen. The next time, amen, you feel just a little bit of moving in your heart, you better stand on up, amen, and do what the Lord is telling you to do, amen, somebody. Amen. Even if you just feel like, you know what, God has been so good to me. I feel like hollering. I feel like shouting, amen. I'm going to do it, amen. Don't worry about how other folk praise God. Amen, somebody. Woo. You know how it was with Peter and John, amen. Peter sat there and said, you know, what about him? Said, what's it to you about him? Don't worry about him. And we so caught up in him, amen, we can't get it right with him for ourselves. Woo! Thank you, God. But we bless God this morning. Amen. We do bless God this morning, amen, somebody. And I don't know about you, amen. I am glad, amen, to be in Christ. Many of us, amen, were saying, you say, I'm glad to be in the land of the living one more time. To me, amen, that means you got some work you got to do. Because I believe when the Lord get ready and we get right, he's going to call us home. Have mercy. So go ahead and get right with God now and bless him all you can. And don't put it off. Well, I'm going to go home. I'm going to stew up this word, brother. I'm going to chew on it a little bit, and I'm going to shout all by myself. Y'all better get right. Don't be ashamed of him, y'all. Amen. We do bless God this morning. We feel pretty good. Amen. Amen. Pastor Holloway, we're glad to see you this morning. We thank God for your presence. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 The word tells us that we give honor where honor is due, church. Amen, somebody. Don't be afraid to tell someone, one, I told you before, they look good, amen. They sound good, and they're doing pretty good, amen. And amen, when you know what folk are doing, you let them know, hey, I see it and I appreciate it, amen. There may be nothing in it for you at all, amen, but if you're a child of God, you can tell somebody they're doing good, amen, not worrying. You can see somebody doing good, amen, knowing that you're going through yourself, but you see them doing good, amen, and the Bible says rejoice with them that do rejoice, amen. It don't say just rejoice and you get over, amen. When you get over, amen, I need to be rejoicing and being glad that God is blessing you. Amen, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We do greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. We thank God. We're not going to belabor the hour, amen, but we're not going to rush the word of God this morning, but we're going to say what thus says the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. If y'all don't mind, come with me very quickly to our scripture. We'll be found over in Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading at verse 17 of Galatians chapter 2. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. The word says, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Father God, even now, we do tell you, thank you, Lord God, for your grace, your mercy, O Lord God. And we ask you that you would speak now, for we listen, God. Cover this your child, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. God bless you. And God keep you, may have. Amen. 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 This morning, we continue talking about faith. And this morning, we're talking about having the right foundation. Amen. Faith. Amen. The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We're talking about faith. We're talking about believing in that which is not seen. Amen. Believing and trusting in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen. This morning we're talking about the right foundation. The right foundation. Galatians chapter 2 and 18 is our focal verse. And it says, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Amen. In other words, amen, I'm a hypocrite. If you start building on that which you have built on before and you found that it was absolutely no good, you become a hypocrite, which we don't want to be that. Amen. We find in the word this morning that Paul, as he's speaking with the Galatians, when you look back in the earlier part of the book, we find that he's talking to them effectively about what he was. Now notice, he doesn't get into detail about his life before, but what he does, he points them to how God has effectively put him on the right road, amen, how he's now trusting in Christ. But as he's talking to him, he talks about what he used to be, amen, how he used to persecute the church, amen, when he was Saul, amen. He talked about how he used to do that, and he says this, amen, this is a testimony to us, amen. He said, y'all have heard, amen, about what I used to do, how I persecuted the church. And that's a very powerful, powerful testimony. That's a statement of faith in Christ. We can tell folks, you remember how I used to be. Amen. Not looking back to be what you were, but you're letting folk know, hey, I used to be like this, but now you can look at my life. You heard what I do now. And at the time Paul was talking to the Galatians, there's some, amen, who had never even seen Paul, but they heard of him. Amen. Some of us, amen, you go places, amen, they'll tell you your reputation precedes you, amen. That means they heard about you, but they don't know who you are. They knew how Paul was and how devastating he was to the church. But Paul effectively lets them know, amen, I have torn that down. But he didn't take it down, amen. He didn't tear that foundation down. Christ did it for him. Y'all remember the word tells us, amen, how Christ, amen, met Paul on the road, amen, when he was going to do his dirt. Notice, amen, Paul wasn't hanging out in the church when he got saved. Amen, somebody. Amen. Paul was on the wrong road, going the wrong way, doing the wrong thing, amen, for the wrong crew, and Christ met him right there. What is that telling you and I, amen? When we find ourselves, amen, walking down the way, the same thing when you're in church, amen, when you're other places, and you feel the Lord moving, amen, you better go ahead and submit to the Lordship of Christ. Amen. Paul, amen, he had his mind, amen, not on Christ for the good things. Paul thought, amen, he was building on the right foundation. Paul knew the word, he knew the law, but guess what? He was using it the wrong way. And even now, amen, I tell some of us, amen, you got to make sure, amen, you're using the word rightly, amen. It's not to glorify you. It's not to build you up, amen. It is to build up and glorify the name of God. Amen, somebody. Amen, amen. But Paul, amen, lets us know, amen, that's who I was. I was messed up. Now, some of you sitting here today, amen, you're afraid to tell people how you were. Amen. You got people thinking you've always been saved. You've always been sanctified. You've always been filled with the Holy Spirit. And we know that the devil's a liar. When any man say, amen, that he is not sin, he's a liar and the truth is not in him. Amen. So it's okay to say, hey, I was. Amen. You heard about me, but look at me now. Watch me and see if I'm not on the right road now. Watch and see, amen, if my hand is not in the master's hand. But Paul is letting us know this morning, amen, we got to build on the right foundation. Amen. The only foundation that we should be building upon, amen, is Christ. For Christ, amen, is the sure foundation. Look, amen, if you will, amen, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. He said, for other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Christ Jesus. See, many of us, amen, today, amen, we're striving, amen, to build on everything else. Take a look now. Many of us, amen, we're building on the reputation that we had. I've heard many folk, amen, in the faith, amen, who say, hey, wait a minute now. Y'all don't get it mixed, amen. You remember how it was. Don't make me go back there. Amen. Now you make me question, amen, what your foundation is. Have you built it on Christ, on the blood of Christ? Are you really living for him? Are you still standing, amen, and moving on your reputation? Notice, amen, if you go around, amen, there are sites, amen, they are rebuilding on. The first thing they do, they go in there, they rip the roof off, they tear the frame down, and oh, by the way, that old foundation, they tear it up. They move it out, amen, and then they build a new foundation. So if you found yourself, amen, not building on Christ, who is a sure foundation, amen, the word of God lets them know, amen, that his words will not pass away. Heaven and earth will, amen. Everything else is going to pass away. But his word, which is built on Christ, will not go anywhere, amen. So you need to make sure, amen, you have Christ as your sure foundation. Notice, amen, if you will, when you find us as people building in the natural, in our own lives, you know, you choose what kind of foundation you want to build upon. If you're building a house. Some folk, amen, they can't afford the wood, the concrete, and things like that, and they have the earth, amen, as their foundation. Go over to Africa, amen, go over to Philippines, amen, to someplace, even in this country, amen, they got tents which they call houses, amen, and y'all complain about what you live in now. Had a lady, amen, came down from the Bronx, New York, amen, living in a bad place, and visited somebody in our project here, amen, and they're complaining about the project they have here, and say, oh no, you live in Hound the Hog, sister, amen, you got it going on, we ain't got this up there. And now worse yet, those folk who other places, amen, who don't have, amen, any wood, any concrete, anything on them, nothing but dirt, maybe a little straw. But we choose, amen, what we're building upon. Houses, amen, some are built on concrete foundations. Some are built on wood, amen, and other materials, amen. But the thing about all of those foundations, they may last a while. But guess what? They're going to go away. They're going to be destroyed. The same thing in our lives, amen. If you're building on anything other than Christ, if you're building on your reputation, you're building on your mama's name, amen. You're building on your church's name, amen. It's going to fall away. It will not stand. Some, as the word says, amen, some are building, amen, on gold and silver. It will not last. Moth, deteriorate them. Rust, destroy those things. But Christ Church is a sure foundation, amen. That means it is time for us to get right, amen, and rebuild on the foundation of Christ, amen, on his word. Many of us, amen, say, brother preacher, I study the word. I know what he says, but you ain't picked up the Bible not one time. You can recite Joyce Myers, you can recite T.D. Jakes, amen. You can cite Benny Hinn and all these other folk, but you cannot tell me what the word says. And then there's yet others, amen, like Paul, amen, who know the word of God, but is still building, amen, on his own strength, building on the law, amen, and not on Christ. What are you saying this morning, brother preach, amen? You need to, amen, make a choice as far as who you're going to follow, who you're going to build upon, amen. Are you going to continue building the way you're doing? Are you going to allow Christ to destroy that old foundation, amen? Destroy that reputation that you have. Paul had the reputation, but Christ had to bring him down. The word lesson, if we're in Christ, we're a new creature, amen. That means old things are passed away. That means we got to get rid of all of the mess that we have. Over in Acts, we find a time when the apostle was preaching. And as he's preaching the word of God, folks are bringing all of their curious arts, all of their junk, amen, and they burnt it up. See, some of us, amen, we chose to lay down some things. Amen. Now, we ain't telling them over to Christ. We laid them down. Yeah. We put them, amen, in a remembering place. Amen. So we're going to pick them up when we need them. Yeah. And every now and then, D gave me with five folk, they go back and pick up their old habits, their old tendencies, amen, because they have not turned them over to Christ. They have not made the right choice. Here's what Luke says about it. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? That preaches all by itself. That don't need an amen corner. That don't need a preacher, amen. That tells you, amen, some folk, amen, they're calling on the name of God, but he is not their foundation, amen. He is not where their hope is placed. He is a sure foundation, church. So if you're going to call on God, amen, don't turn around and rebuild on what you used to be. Let it all go. Let it all go, amen. That's when your faith in God will be increased. What do you mean? The trying of your faith. That means your faith will be tried. And are you going to be found trusting in God? Or are you going to default? Many of us, amen, we get all upset, amen, get agitated, amen, and we just go back and do what we do. Some of y'all go back and smoke. Some of y'all go back and sex it up. Some of y'all go back and drink. Some of y'all go back and do. Don't look at me crazy. Y'all go back and do these things because you're not on the right foundation. But now we've got to make a choice that we're going to follow God. We're going to follow Christ. We're going to give our lives wholeheartedly over him. Amen. He said, if you give your life to him, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. That means he's going to be there. He's going to take care of who? You. But he ain't doing me the way he's doing them. You don't know if God gave these folk all that stuff. There's some folk on their way to hell. Anyhow, we got a whole bunch of stuff. But the thing they don't have in their U-Haul, amen, the thing they don't have in their carry-on bag, they don't have any Christ in them, amen. The thing that's not in their heart is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Sometimes we talk about keeping up with the Joneses. Heard folks say, you don't know how they got what they got. Well, you don't know what they have on the inside. There's a lot of folk, amen, they got the big body SUVs and cars sitting in the yard. Big 3, 4, 5-story house, amen. You go inside, ain't no furniture and there ain't nothing in there, amen. It's clean. They sitting on milk crates, amen. They sleeping on pallets, amen. And in their hearts, amen, if you were able to see in their heart, amen, you'll find that there's nothing on the inside. There's no God and they have not made a choice to follow Christ.
The Bible lets us know, church, that the devil, he knows how to give good gifts also, amen. And everybody who's working for the devil, amen, they now here acting a fool. Make the right choice. Paul, he made the right choice by he confronted Peter. Peter was the one who walked with Christ. He's the one that was willing to cut off the ear of somebody for Christ. But he is also the same one who denied Christ. But Paul, when he saw Peter being contrary with some folk, he's going to act in one way around these folk and another way around these folk. Got any two-faced people in here? You're good in church. You shout in church. But when it come down, amen, it's telling somebody about the Lord. When God pricks your heart, amen, you're afraid to do so. Paul called them out, amen. When we make the right choice, we're willing and able, amen, to stand up and defend the gospel and call you out. But notice what he didn't do. He didn't drag Peter in front of a whole bunch of folk to try to make a name for himself. Remember, Paul was a new man on the block. But he wasn't trying to do that. Paul went to him, amen, face to face and asked him about what he was doing. Why? Because the word says, amen, if you see your brother caught up in a fault, you which is spiritual, you go to him how? Spirit of meekness. Consider not selves, unless you also be overcome, amen. He went to him, amen, bold, amen, in faith, believing, amen, that Jesus would work that thing out. And I believe he did. So if you've made the choice to follow Christ, you must not be afraid to stand up and defend the gospel. But here's the word of caution. Make sure you know when the Lord is speaking to you and when you're speaking to you. There's a lot of people, amen, that said, oh, I see that. I got to fix that. No, the Lord ain't told you to go fix that. The Lord ain't told you to open your mouth. When he did tell you to open your mouth, you wouldn't do it. Amen. But he made a choice, amen, and he did just that. But at the same time, Paul was not afraid, as I told you earlier, to let folk know, amen, that I chose to follow Christ. And as a result, amen, I know, amen, my old man is gone. He's not there. But that's why I can tell folk what I used to do. See, if I'm still doing it, I can't tell folk that. Amen. They might sneak up on you. They might pull your coattail. While you're doing what you're doing, you're going to look silly. And then you're going to stop coming to church. You're going to stop serving God because you're ashamed of the mess you've gotten yourself in. However come, amen, if you find yourself where you've fallen down once, amen, you got caught up, amen, before, for the word said them, John tells them, he would that we not sin. That's what he said. In other words, he said, I don't want you to sin. God don't want you to sin. He said, however, you have an advocate if you do. Now, word of caution, amen, that is not a license for you to go out and do what you want to do, amen. Shall I continue sin that grace may abound? God forbid, amen. Christ is not the minister of sin. He is the deliverer from sin. He died that we have a right to life by letting our sin go. But he's going to draw it out of us, church. But we've got to make the right choice to follow Christ, amen. In doing so, sometimes we decide when we're ready and how ready we are. You know, as I told you, Paul was on the road to Damascus when he met the Lord. And here's something, amen. The word of God is absolutely true. He says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. That doesn't just mean in the life to come. That doesn't just mean at his appearing. But notice, amen, Paul, amen, he's on the road to Damascus doing his mess. When all of a sudden he's knocked down off his beast, amen, and a light shone around about him. And he said, Lord, and we read the Bible, amen, he's referring to Christ, amen. He called him because he knew who he was. And all of these folk, amen, who are messed up, they're on the wrong road, amen. They're living a life of sin. They know who Christ is. The word's going to be preached everywhere before you come back. But you've got to allow, amen, your old foundation to be destroyed, amen, destroying the old foundation. And Paul let them know, amen, that my old foundation of the law, amen, of the strength, amen, that's gone. It's been destroyed. The word in Galatians 2:18, for if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. If I build again the things which I destroyed. I make myself a transgressor of what? He transgresses the law. But you tell me, church, we're not under the law. We're under grace, true. But Christ said that I came to fulfill the law. Not to destroy it. I came to fulfill it. So whenever we give our life to Christ, amen, the law is fulfilled in us. Amen. By receiving Christ as our Savior. And when he comes into our life, amen, all of those things that are unlike him, he will destroy. He will clean your temple. He will clean your house. Notice, he will do it. How many of y'all ever visit from different folk houses? I'm going to put you on the spot. Just raise your hand. Have you ever been in anybody's house other than yours? Every one of us have. We've been at somebody's house. Kids done spent the night, amen. We done visited folk. We done ministered to folk. And somebody, I ain't talking about nobody. But if you're convicted, go on and clean up. But some places we go, it's bad. It's real bad. But in the mind of the beholder, they like it's good. Ask your kids to clean dishes. Some of them, amen, they'll wash the top of the plate. They ain't going to wash the bottom. Some of them will wash it. They ain't going to rinse it. To them, it's clean. That old stuff is gone, but it's not really gone. See, that's like us. We think, amen, when we cleanse ourselves, we're made right. We think, amen, we build on our foundation, we're good. But we've got to do like some folk, and I'm going to get a professional to come in and clean my house and clean my car. A friend of mine was just telling me the other day, amen, he had someone come in. It blew my mind, bitch. It blew my mind. Guys came over and cleaned his cars for him. Two cars. Yeah, Reverend, I asked him how much I owed him. $500. Like, dang. Did he give you a new paint job with that? Some new seat covers or something? Nah, he just washed it, rinsed it down, put the spray wax on it, wiped the inside out, and go on about his business. There's a price for getting something done by professionals. There's a price to it. So I'm sitting here thinking, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. I had a gentleman who came to church, came to the shop, and he told me he was into the detailing business. And he left the flyer. And so I'm like, man, I'm going to help this dude get some business. I said, man, this dude just got his car washed and waxed. Two cars, $500. He ain't flinch. He ain't say nothing. That's the way it was. So when he left, I read the flyer. Two cars, $250 each. $500. I hope it wasn't him. But my point here is there's a price for having things clean. And oftentimes when we do it as a novice, we think we've done a good job. And we have not. That's the same thing with us. We think we've cleaned ourselves up, but the professional, amen, the one who's going to get it right, is Christ. Amen. He, amen, when all of that old stuff we've been involved in is destroyed, amen, he's the one that's got to rebuild and make right. Not us. In our mind, we think we got a plan to get right. We think we got a plan to get out. And we just find ourselves getting deeper and deeper involved. But Paul's foundation was destroyed, and he had made up his mind and in his heart that, one, he was going to follow Christ. Make up your mind to follow Christ. Two, that he was not going to build on that old foundation. So all that God has destroyed in your life, let it go. If any man be in Christ, it's a new creature. All things are passed away. He said, behold, all things become new. You get a new perspective. You get a new walk. You get a new attitude. Amen. And oh, by the way, you get a new life. Amen. And you're going to see it. Amen. At the glorious appearing of God. Yeah. Destroying the old foundation. Don't try to build on what you had. You may have had the best name, the best everything, before you gave your life to Christ. Paul had a license to do what he did, but it was wrong. The Bible tells us, amen, there's a lot of things that are lawful, but they're not expedient. That means we should not be doing them. Don't say, oh, I can do it because I can. The word says I can. The law says I can. No. If you're going to harm your brother and your sister or your own soul, don't do it. There's a reward laid up for you who can hold out and endure until the end. Amen. Allow your foundation to be destroyed. Whatever you built upon today, amen, realize, amen, that Christ, he is a sure foundation. He tells us that if you build on anything else, anything other than Christ, it's going to fall. That means your life comes tumbling down. Some of you, brother preacher, and I saw some folk who I know were not right with the Lord. They live a good, hearty life, and they never gave their life to the Lord. I lived next door to them. I drove a Pinto, lived in a rundown house, amen, had to struggle for food, but God made a way for you, and you kept trusting him, amen. The word, amen, lets us know, even about the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man had it all. Lazarus just wanted some crumb. He would not even give him the crumb, but he let the crumb fall to the dog. In hell, he lifted up his eyes. He was rich. He had it all going on in his life. Lazarus, he opened his eyes, amen, in Abraham's bosom, amen, which is the symbolic of heaven, amen. He opened his eyes in a place of peace. Church, you may build on Christ. You may give your life totally to him. But that don't mean, amen, that everything goes the way you want it to go. Christ, God, let this cup pass me. Nevertheless, your will be done. We've got to submit our will to the will of the Father. Let Christ build you the way he desires to build you. Let him make you what he want to make you to be. You are the potter, I mean, you're the clay, and he's the potter. You're sitting on the wheel, amen, being shaped and formed into what you're going to be. Eyes haven't seen, neither ears heard the good things that the Lord has in store for those that love him. Destroying the old foundations can only be done through Christ. Only through Christ. Faith we must have to not rebuild and revisit where God has delivered us from. When you have faith in Christ, safe grounds, comfortable grounds were behind you. But you've got to have enough faith and belief in Christ not to try to rebuild on that. Paul says over in his letter to Philippians chapter 3, he says, brethren, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Then he emphasizes, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Amen. We should have that same identical mindset. We're pressing toward Christ. We're forgetting how things were. The way things were got a lot of us messed up. A lot of us look back at our childhood, look back at our marriage. We look back at all this craziness, and we're stuck there. Forget those things. If you're in Christ, he's got you. But you've got to trust him and believe him. He has to be your foundation. You can choose to build on something else. You can stay where you are. I don't know what's going to happen to you. I'm not the judge. God called me to preach his word. But I'm telling you, it's not going to work out good for you in the end. That's the word. The word of God, as I close, says, they that endure unto the end shall be saved. So I encourage you to build upon Christ and hold out and hold on and see what the end they have in store. And if you build upon Christ, the word lets you know, amen, that he went to prepare a place for us, for the believers, that where he is, we will be there also. But if you don't build upon him, if you build upon anything else, amen, in hell, you will lift up your eyes. What do you mean? The word lets us know, we're appointed what? One time to die, correct? Then come the judgment. But he lets us know, amen, church, there's a second death. That means your spirit is separated from God. Eternally, amen, you don't get a chance to come back. The word of God lets us know, no matter what you've done, what sin you've done, God will forgive you. Short of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. So no matter where you are today, what you have built upon, amen, I tell you, amen, you can turn it around today and give your life to God, and he will save you. Look what he did for the children of Israel, amen. As disobedient as they were, amen, he still drew them. He took them out in Egypt, and then he brought them out. He let them go through so he can bring them out. God, let us go through some stuff just so we can bring us out. But many of you fighting to get out yourself. You sold your soul to the devil, trying to get out. Had a young man locked up in jail, Pam, and he told me, as we talked about trusting in God, he said, I watch these other guys, and they effectively sell their soul to the devil to get out. All that stuff dropped, and he just walked away. I said, no, you don't want to do that, young man. You want to keep trusting and believing in God. If you belong to God, no matter where you are, he's right there with you. And I reminded him, even how Joseph, how God allowed him to be in prison, and God kept him. Reminded him about his children. Even take a look at Jeremiah. He was in prison, and God still spoke to him. God still took care of him. Don't sell your soul, church, and get out of nothing. Build on the foundation of Christ. That's the sure foundation. But you've got to make a choice to follow Christ. And when you do, amen, you got to allow that old sight to be destroyed and let God make you a new creature in Jesus Christ. Father God, even now we bless you today. We praise you today. And we pray, God, that anyone that sounded his voice at this moment or even in the days to come, when they hear your word, God, and conviction hits them, as we know it has, God, we pray that they would surrender their lives over to you and become new in your Son, Jesus Christ, and allow him to build them up, Father God. We pray this morning, God, that this body of believers, God, you would build up our most precious, our precious faith in you, God. Do it, God, all for your glory, O Lord God. Not that we can boast, God, for we should not boast except in you, God, and of you, God. We ask now in Jesus' name, amen. Let us all stand this morning, amen. This morning, if you're here, be it in person, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and you heard the word of the Lord, and you realize that you've built on the wrong foundation. It may be your reputation. Maybe your family's name. It may be your money. It may be on how well you articulate things. It could be anything other than Christ. And you realize that. And today, you're ready to surrender and give your life over to the Lord. We extend and offer you to come and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Is there one today for Christ? Is there one? If the Lord is convicting your heart, don't wait. Don't put it off. There's no guarantee for this afternoon. There's no guarantee for us to even walk out the church. Amen. There's no guarantees. Amen. But the guarantee is if you give your life to Christ, God will in no wise cast you out, but he will receive you. Amen. Is there one today for Jesus Christ? Is there one today for salvation? Amen. Is there one today for salvation? Is there one today for salvation? Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you're here today, amen, and you desire to become a member of St. John Missionary Baptist Church, we extend and offer you this morning to become a member of this church. But I remind you, becoming a member of the church don't save you. Amen. That just puts you in a position where you can do the work of God with other believers in God, and you can be fed, amen, and you can do the work that God has called you to do. Is there one this morning for membership? Is there one this morning for membership? Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep us our prayer. Amen. God, let's give God just a hand clap of praise this morning. Just as a brief reminder, just as it was with Paul, if you feel compelled to give your life to the Lord and you need someone to help lead you, it's okay. You can call. Amen. If you feel that you want to join the church at some point, and you let us know and we'll go through the proper process. Because once we leave here, you don't have opportunity to get it right again, no matter who we are. Amen. Black, white, blue, green, whatever our position, that doesn't matter. We've got to get ourselves right
with the Lord. And the life we're living on this earth, church, is not going to get any easier. And we do ask that you all, I don't care if you're vaccinated or you're unvaccinated, make sure you're taking the proper precaution. Wear your mask. Amen. Don't go around a bunch of folk who don't. If they come to your house, amen, and hang out for a while, you better make sure the vaccine ain't keeping the virus off of you, church. That's evidence, amen. That ain't keeping it off of you. So if you got people going to come to your house for dinner, make sure you get them a nice current test to make sure that they are straight. And you're like, God said, he's going to respect a person. If you take a look, this virus is taking out a lot of people. A lot of people. Some great and some small. It doesn't matter. Death don't care who you are. You got a date with him, amen? Amen. So please wear your mask and don't take it lightly, amen. And if other folk are not, they don't want to wear it when they come to your house, don't let them come in. They'll be all right. They got somewhere else to lay their head. Amen? Amen. 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 This time we're gonna open the altar for prayer. Amen. We're going to open the altar for prayer. The word of God lets us know all things by prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known unto God. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church. Amen. 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 The word of God, I believe, is in John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, do we have any believers in the house this morning?
Amen, amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Do we have any believers in the house this morning?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
I'm a believer. you, Lord. I love 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 you, Lord. I
love you, Lord.
Yes, I do.
I love you, Lord.
I really do.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
Yes, I do.
I love you, Lord.
Yes, I do.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Yes, I do.
I love you, Lord.
I really do.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Yes, I do.
I love you, Lord.
I really do.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Amen. Great ending. Amen. This morning. Lord willing, amen, on next week we'll continue to talk about faith, amen. We're going to talk about faith in action, amen. Faith in action, amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, gracious and mighty, strong to say, we tell you thank you for what eyes have seen, what ears have heard, what our hearts have felt on today. We pray, God, that as we leave out of this place, God, never allow us out of thine sight. Keep us, God, safe and secure, God, until we meet again. And keep your hand upon us, God. And help us, God, to build upon the foundation of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask it now in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake we do pray. Amen. 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 Peace and be blessed. Amen.
St. John's Nation, I hope you enjoyed listening to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson, Sr. bring the word that God has given him. If you'd like to see Pastor live, you can visit our church at 715 Winding Road, Kingsland, Georgia, or watch him on Facebook Live at SJNBC Kingsland. You can also follow Pastor on Instagram and Twitter at SJNBC Kingsland. If you like our ministry and you would like to donate, you can go to our website at www.sjnbckingsland.org, or you can give on GivenFi at St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church, Kingsland. I hope you have a blessed day, and like always, always be blessed.